The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
You might have seen this in the headlines recently, the Singapore Exchange, or SGX, creating two new cryptocurrency indexes, rather, with the goal of setting the pricing standard for Bitcoin and Ethereum here in Asia.
Yep, it was bound to happen. SGX's iEdge Bitcoin Index and iEdge Ethereum Index will use inputs from exchanges determined by Crypto Compare. That's according to the methodology.
And according to SGX, the aim is for the gauges to become reference points for trading in those cryptocurrencies during Asian hours. But is this a sign that Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency has this potential to be even bigger in the near future?
Yep. The CEO of one of the world's largest independent financial advisory and fintech organizations is predicting that Bitcoin will replace gold as the ultimate financial safe haven within a generation.
Well, let's find out if this will be a reality or not. We have on the line the CEO who made the prediction himself, Nigel Green, founder and CEO of Deveri Group. Nigel, good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good. Good morning to you.
It is a good morning for you indeed, because I understand you're in Dubai right now and it is 3:30 a.m.
Yes, indeed. Yes, Dubai. So bright and early. But I've done my workout, so I'm still I'm sharp already. But
That's like pre-coffee hour.
No. Coffee's been had, I promise.
Okay. Excellent. Then you're on fine form to talk to us, Nigel. So you're the founder and CEO of what's called one of the world's largest independent financial advisory and fintech organizations. From what you're seeing, how has Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency changed and shaken up the financial scene?
I just think it's gradually become more accepted. So I think if we go back to the, you know, kind of the basics, you've got, first of all, there's always been a system of payments in the world. So, you know, if you go right back to bartering, there's always been some way of people keeping score. In the current situation, we have governments keeping score. And not everybody in the world is comfortable with their own government. So one way of looking at cryptocurrencies is to say that a computer is keeping score rather than a government. So if you own the US dollar, it's a promise from the US government. If you own Venezuelan dollars, not to pick on any particular country, you're trusting your government to keep score. And of course, what's happened in recent times has been mass, and we call it printing of money, but it's really digitally adding. And of course, when you are flooding the market with extra dollars, then in effect you're devaluing. The advantage of Bitcoin is that there is a limited amount. So some people would rather the computer to keep score, and some people would not have faith in their government and rather have something where there's a limited amount. So that's what we've seen over a number of years, and just gradual more and more acceptance from people. That's, of course, similar to gold, in so much as gold is limited. And obviously young people are more willing to accept a digital currency than perhaps some older people.
So I'm curious to find out a little bit more about your prediction that Bitcoin will replace gold as the ultimate financial safe haven within a generation, in fact. Talk us through how you came about this prediction. And, you know, could you comment on whether or not COVID-19 perhaps has pushed your prediction to come true even faster?
Yes, I think it has. I mean, first of all, with extra dollars put into the system, that as many people have lost faith, but certainly people have become more technology, and you see it with the share prices, as you well know, that everybody's going towards tech because everybody can see tech is the future. Do we really think we'll have, you know, Singaporean dollars in our pocket in the future, or do we feel we'll have digital currencies? So I think we accept that ultimately it will be digital currencies. Then next question is Bitcoin accepted as part of that digital world? And of course, it has become more and more that it is. Younger people are more familiar with it and more familiar and trusting of that world than perhaps other people.
Yeah, you've just alluded to this again, the age thing. This generational divide. Do you think that this will play a part in how Bitcoin emerges vis-a-vis gold in terms of the timeline? Because obviously, you know, we're still at a place where there aren't enough of those young people necessarily to make this viable anytime soon. So what's your timeline?
I mean, you're right. I mean, let's look at the US election, or perhaps we shouldn't look at the US election. You know, let's say we get more chaos. That gives another loss in faith. So if that does happen, again, that timeline comes forward. So, you know, it's easy to predict, but nobody knows, because all of a sudden COVID, for example, has brought the future forward faster. Mm-hmm. Certainly I feel it has anyway, and I'm sure you do. It's as though, you know, we were going in the tech direction, but we went even quicker because we were forced to. But we were going in that direction anyway.
But there's a fundamental difference between gold and Bitcoin, and that is that you can see gold, you can feel it, you can touch it. Now, how does that impact upon hearts and minds?
It does, for sure. And there's a particular generation would be more trusting of gold. But then there's another generation coming through. And you know, let's not be completely ageist, because I'm actually older. So, you know, I'm 60 years of age, but I would be more trusting. And it's easier, isn't it? You've got it on your telephone than carrying some gold or trying to store some gold. So I think, yes, it is ageist to some extent, because younger people are familiar. They've grown up using their telephones. They've grown up with technology. They're more trusting. But there is also a older generation out there as well that have changed, right? We've changed as people, and we've adapted. WhatsApp's become normal. Lots of things have become normal that weren't. Zoom's become normal in my world all of a sudden. That's only this year. So I think things can adapt very quickly, and that's why I'm difficult to pin me down and say that 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. I'm tempted to say 5 years, but the world just seems to move so fast. Who knows if it doesn't move quicker?
Fair enough. I mean, we are talking predictions and possibilities based on the variables that we're seeing. I'm curious as to your thoughts on the future of money in a digitalized world. I mean, is it the future of money in a digitalized world, or is it the future of digital money? What does geopolitical uncertainty do with that concern? And in your opinion, do we see a possibility of a future where, you know, currency variations don't really matter?
Yes, I mean, that's, governments would be scared of that, of course, because they like the fact that they can produce more money and galvanize the economy potentially. So it takes away one of their financial weapons. But I think there'll always be the major currencies. So I mean, the Fed have been testing digital dollars, haven't they? So again, that's new this year, that they said they're, you know, they don't read too much into it, but we're checking it. We're seeing how it would work. I believe that within a few years we'll see a digital dollar, etc., euro, major currencies.
Yeah, it's a good point, and they've certainly got their eye on it. We're speaking to Nigel Green. He's founder and CEO of De Vere Group, and has made some very strong predictions about where we'll see Bitcoin in coming years. And on that note, let's talk about, because we keep referring to Bitcoin, but of course there are other cryptocurrencies, and are we talking about them as a basket here?
No, if we were talking about Bitcoin specifically, because there's a limited amount.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be that Bitcoin's successful. You know, who knows, something else comes in. It's just the favorite, and it's more, let's use the phrase, more Googled, it's more searched for than any other. But you're right, you'd want to see some other cryptocurrencies become successful and make it easier for people to transact, whether that's a country digitalizing its country and its currency, and who knows, it could be China, right? That will increase the exposure to things like Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about the kind of value that is being put on Bitcoin at the moment. What sort of values are we talking about?
Well, as it gains popularity, because it's got that limited amount, then it's got potential to do well. Certainly this year it's been the best performing asset class. Again, we're into this predictions, aren't we? But it wouldn't be surprising for it to be certainly increasing by 30-40% in the next 12 months, and perhaps more.
But the latest value of Bitcoin is what?
$10,700 approximately.
Wow, okay.
But Nigel, when something has the potential to grow in value, you tend to get attention where regulation is concerned. And this is a topic that's been long talked about, you know, since Bitcoin hit like 20,000. What are your thoughts on regulation on the cryptocurrency sector? Are we advancing enough? Are people open to it?
I think the regulators have almost accepted it. Different people categorize it. You know, different regulators categorize it either as a commodity or a currency. And obviously you're going to see that continued, and that's unfortunate. And I think that's actually detracted from from Bitcoin in so much as it has been used wrongly by people. So, you know, it's attracted the wrong type of people to some extent, because it's been a way of people.
We've been speaking with Nigel Green, the founder and CEO of De Vere Group. I guess it's a pretty interesting perspective. I mean, to see Bitcoin eventually replace gold as a safe haven asset. That's the future that, well, I think your children will see.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.